Hi, welcome to my masterclass. My name is Pam Oseley, and my goal is to see all of us happy and fulfilled, and in all honesty, living this greater potential that we really have. We're much more amazing beings than we've been taught in the past, and I believe we're in the midst of a shift of a consciousness evolution that's basically going to help us live happier, freer, more profound, more powerful lives. So first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am, I don't even know what word to use anymore, a professional psychic, intuitive, clairvoyant, whatever word you want to use with that. I have expanded consciousness, and my goal is to teach everyone how to have expanded consciousness. So along with that, I'm able to see auras. I am able to bend spoons. I'm able to go into parallel universes, which I'm going to teach you about in a moment. I know how to do remote viewing. Basically, everything with expanded consciousness, including things like changing the weather, improving my health, creating abundance, creating trips, creating all kinds of things because I know how to shift consciousness and expand consciousness. So, I've written four books. I can see auras. I've written four books. The first one was Life Colors, which I teach you all about the aura colors because I see auras and I've discovered that the different aura colors in your aura tell a lot about you, your purpose for being on the planet, careers that are going to be fulfilling, relationship styles, health, potential health issues, and how you can be healthy. So I see and sense auras and I teach people how to do that. And I've written Life Colors, which is all about the aura colors and the different traits and what's going to make you happy. Love Colors, which helps you understand relationship compatibility and how you can create the life of your dreams with your relationship, who's compatible, who isn't, how you can get along. I've written Make Your Dreams Come True, which is all about discovering the hidden beliefs that you have that might be limiting your happiness and your joy and love and abundance. So I play games in that book, showing you how to uncover hidden beliefs that might be blocking you and what you can do to change it. So I made that book fun. And then my big, great book, my most recent book is called Infinite You. And we're going to be discussing a little bit more about that in this masterclass. Infinite You, I show us how we're expanded beings. And I use quantum physics, spirituality, metaphysics, and exercises and meditations and show you what's possible. So included in that book, and again, we'll be discussing that in this masterclass, is everything from psychic abilities, remote viewing, seeing outside of past, present, and future, outside of time, seeing and sensing auras, parallel universes, like I said before. Basically, what I'm about is helping us have expanded consciousness. And the fact that I can develop expanded consciousness and develop all those abilities means that every single one of us has those abilities. We can each learn how to have happier, more expansive lives. So that's what I'm going to be talking about. So first of all, I'm going to lay a foundation here that for centuries, we've been under the understanding of Newtonian physics, which basically is Newton, hundreds of years old. And what the philosophy of that is that everything is mechanistic. We're biological machines. We're born, we grow, we decay, we die, get sick, all that. That's old consciousness. It's Newtonian physics. And quantum physics has been around for about 100 years now. And what quantum physics is telling us is that we are way more profound. There's something way more interesting about reality, that it's energy and consciousness. They have no idea when they go into, just to give you a foundation, when they go into any piece of matter, cells, whatever, they keep going in deeper and deeper with high-powered microscopes. And what they find is atomic particles. And they thought that was the smallest particle, atomic particles. And then they go inside that and see that it's subatomic particles in a lot of space. Then they go into the subatomic particles and find there's even smaller particles and a lot of space. So what they've discovered in quantum physics is there is nothing solid about matter. They're theorizing it could be vibrating strings or something that they can't even understand. So It's kind of blowing them away because they don't know what to do with that. That basically is saying that there's nothing solid in quantum physics. There's nothing solid to matter. There's nothing solid to us. And so that's blowing them away and they don't know what to do with that. But when we discover something, what I've learned is that every time we discover something, it gives us more freedom. It gives us more joy. So for example, we didn't know it was possible to fly. We thought that was science fiction until we discovered aerodynamics, the principle of aerodynamics. And so what that's given us is the ability to fly, which gives us more freedom. So every time they discover something more, it's supposed to give us more freedom. And our technology is even in alignment with quantum physics. We have cell phones, we have sliding doors, we have internet, we have all of that stuff because of quantum physics, sorry. Anyway, so what I've discovered is if what's true about quantum physics, which says it's all energy and that our consciousness is affecting, it's actually creating reality, but it's definitely affecting reality. You can go look online and research things like one of my favorites is Dr. Quantum on YouTube. He shows you how, with the double slit experiment, how our consciousness is affecting matter, how it's basically a quantum field of all possibilities. It's just energy. And that when an observer or who we are focuses on that quantum field, that field of all possibilities, it actually condenses into matter. You can read more about that or watch YouTube videos about that, but it's profound what it's saying about who we really are. Now, once we discover that there's something more about reality, we should be able to use that to improve our lives, to create our dreams. We've heard things like the law of attraction, which again is all about frequency. It's all about vibration. So showing us how we can create, draw to us or attract to us what we want. So what I want to do in this masterclass is I'm going to choose one amazing theory that they've discovered in quantum physics that's real, something, a principle, and teach you how to use that principle. And I'm going to give you a free meditation to do that. We're going to practice it in this presentation today. So one of my favorites is parallel universes. And this is quantum physics. Quantum physics is actually has evidence that parallel universes are real. And if something like that is real, there must be a way that we can use that to benefit our lives, to change our lives. So I know that when people hear the phrase quantum physics, they kind of glaze over, it's over our heads. So I'm going to present this in a way that's basically lay, easy terms to understand. It's in lay terms for the average person, not the physicist. So basically, let me explain in lay terms the principle behind parallel universes. And basically what it says is there are lots of universes. This is one of the theories of parallel universes. One of the things they have evidence for is that there are an infinite number of parallel universes going on around us all the time. That it's in the same space. It's as close to you as your breath. And what they're saying is that every time you make a choice, you make a decision to go down this street versus this street, or to wear blue today instead of white today, or to marry someone or not to marry someone, every time you make a decision, there's a real you, there's another version of you that splits off and is having a completely different lifestyle, lifetime, life experience at the same time. Now, we believe there's only one reality. We've been taught that there's only one reality. So we're not aware of these other universes that are going on. But you can dramatically change your life by shifting out of one of these parallel universes into a different one. And we do it all the time. We're just not aware that we're doing it. So the way I want to explain this in easy to understand terms is in the room you're in right now, there's at least 10 radio stations broadcasting around you. Those radio waves are around you all the time, but you're not aware that they're there because you're not tuned into those frequencies. So you don't know they exist. But if you were to go to your radio and turn it on and say radio station number 99, Now you're going to hear the radio, the talk, the music, the program that's going on in that radio station from that radio frequency. So that becomes your reality. Now that you hear the music, the talk, that becomes surrounding you. It's part of your reality. Now, if you change your radio over to 101, now you hear the talk and the music and the broadcast program that's coming out of that, and that becomes your reality. Now, 99 is still happening around you all at the same time, but you don't know that because you're not tuned into that frequency. Now, remember, things like law of attraction talks about frequency and vibrations and it's energy. It's a different way that energy vibrates. So even though 99 is around you right now, right around you all the time, you're not aware of it because you're not tuned into it. Now that's what is happening with quantum physics, with parallel universes. So right now, right around you, there is a you that exists that married somebody when you were young. There's a you that never got married at all. There's a you that's got four children. There's a you that never had children. There's a you that lives in the area that you live right now, and there's a you that's living someplace else. Now, I know that sounds radical, but this is really physics. It's quantum physics. Now, how can we use that to change our lives? I use these all the time. Whenever I'm going to teach something, I find the evidence, I prove it to myself first. I experiment with it. I know that it's real before I share this with other people. So I've been able to heal my own body by using physics. I've been able to create abundance and money with a career that I want, or trips that I've gone on. I've created trips out of nowhere because I've shifted my belief about the universe that I'm in and how easy this is or where I am. So I'm going to share with you one of the most dramatic proofs and stories that I have about using consciously parallel universes. So here's my story. Decades ago, I fell in love with this guy, musician, totally head over heels in love with him. I really knew this is who I wanted to be with in this lifetime, but he wanted nothing to do with me. He didn't like blondes. He didn't want to be in a relationship. He wasn't attracted to me. He had all kinds of excuses. You know, no, this isn't going to happen. So obviously I was so in love with him. I was devastated that he didn't want to be with me. I live on the West Coast of America. I live in California. He took a job with a band. He's a musician. He took a job with the band on the East Coast. He went to the East Coast to play music, and he was there for two years. I was devastated. I started learning about parallel universes, and I went, wait a second. If parallel universes are real, we must be able to use those. Just like once we discovered aerodynamics was real, we were able to use that to fly to different places, and it makes our lives easier. It gets us there faster. So I went, okay, if parallel universes are real, then there's one universe at least that I'm living in right now where he's not in love with me. We're living separately. He's not attracted to me. That can't be the only parallel universes. So what I discovered, and this is the key on how you shift parallel universes, it has to do with your beliefs, your thoughts, and your emotions. And the way we shift into another universe is using our imagination, and it stimulates our emotions, which is the energy that changes things, that changes our frequency. So I realized, I'm going to call it universe number one, where I was in this universe where he wasn't in love with me, didn't want to have anything to do with me. And in that universe, I realized I had very low self-worth. I didn't feel like I was attractive. I didn't feel like I was lovable. I didn't feel like I was ever going to be with anybody. I had low self-worth. So I realized that in that universe, I was creating and drawing to me the results of those beliefs. So what I did, and I'm a very visual person, so I actually did this visually. I did a meditation where I experienced myself going into different universes. And so because I'm visual, I imagined having to part a membrane. I opened up this membrane and went into another universe. Excuse me, I'll call it universe number two. I went into that universe, and in that one, I felt things were different, but I saw him still on the East Coast, and I realized I would feel guilty dragging him or convincing him or trying to be with him on the West Coast still because he was happy on the East Coast. So I went, well, that's not the universe to stay in then. There has to be a universe where we're together and we're very happy. So I kept in my meditation, I kept imagining going into universe number three, and I looked around and it still didn't feel like that was the one I wanted to be in. I got to another universe, I'm going to call it universe number five. I didn't label them at the time or number them, but I went into universe number five. And in that universe, I felt different. I felt lovable. I felt that he was in love with me, that we were attracted to each other, that he really wanted to be with me. And that was, I need you to hear, this was a very real universe. Universe number five exists just as much as universe number one does. It's very real. So when I went into that universe, I could feel the sun on my skin. I could feel the grass. I could smell the flowers in my environment. And in that universe, I saw him, and I saw him giving notice to the band he was working with, breaking up with the girl, whoever he was seeing at the time, deciding he was going to go to Iowa in America to see his meditating friends. And then he was going to go to Los Angeles to see his rock and roll friends. And then he was coming back to Santa Barbara, which is where I live. He was coming back to Santa Barbara and we were going to be together. I felt lovable. I knew that was real. In that universe, it was very real. It was like I changed the channel on my TV, went from one movie to another movie. And that movie was very real. And this movie was very real. I was just experiencing and watching a different reality, a different parallel universe. And I could feel it. It was very real. And then 2 weeks later, and I hadn't spoken to him for 2 years because he had moved away. 2 weeks later, I called him up. Why wouldn't I? We were in love at that point. In that universe, he was in love with me. He was attracted to me. We were a couple. So in that universe, two weeks later, I called him up and said, how are you doing? What's new? And he said, well, 2 weeks ago, I gave notice to the band. I broke up with this girl that I was seeing. I'm going to Iowa to see my friends. I'm going to Los Angeles to see my friends. And I'm coming back to Santa Barbara. And we have been together now over 30 years. Now, oddly enough, in the first universe, all my girlfriends were complaining. They were single. They wanted to be married. They wanted to have families. And they were all single. When I shifted into parallel universe number five, all of my girlfriends were in relationship. They were engaged. They were getting married. And every single one of them have since had children. So it wasn't just my immediate personal reality that changed. Everything around me changed. The same people were still there. They were just different. They were having different experiences. And so that reality exists. Now there's still a reality, still a parallel universe that exists where this guy is still on the East Coast having a whole life with his band doing something different, but I'm not aligned with that universe. I'm aligned with this one where we're together and we've been together now for over 30 years and we're happy. And so I realized that was a very profound way to change life. Now, you guys, we do this all the time with our technology, but we just think it's technology. We take it for granted. And I'm going to go back to even TV shows. We can watch one movie, and if we don't like the movie, we know we can change the channel and watch a different movie. We get that. We know if we're talking to somebody on our cell phones and we don't want to have that conversation anymore, we can hang up. We can talk to somebody else. We can change the radio. We can change email. I mean, we can change websites. We can be watching, we can be engaged with one YouTube video, not like it, and watch a different YouTube video. We do it all the time with technology and we take it for granted but it's still all waves of information. It's bits of information. It's energy and consciousness in the ethers. It's not even solid. In the ethers, we know we can do that. We haven't been trained to believe we can do that in our own personal lives, in our reality. But you guys, it's the same thing. It's waves of energy. It's consciousness. And the way you change your life is, first of all, you need to know, and this is challenging when we've only been taught that there's only one reality, but you need to know that there's not just one reality. And quantum physics is saying that. Now, remember, a long time ago, we used to believe that the world was flat And then we discovered it was round. Can you imagine how that was for the first people that heard that? They'd go, how's that possible? How do people not fall off if it's round? How do they not fall off down at the bottom? Or flight. The first people that ever heard that, it's like, that's not possible. And now we look at airplanes up in the sky that are hundreds of pounds, tons, and they're up flying. It's like that looked like science fiction before. But a lot of things that used to be declared as science fiction, we now know as science fact. So if you want to play with this, it's one of the easiest ways to change our lives. The trick is we have to be willing to let go of a past universe, universe number one, I'll call it. We get very attached to our stories. We get very attached to our emotions, and our stories, our thoughts, beliefs about our story, and then the emotions that are generated, we get addicted to those. We get attached to that, and we think it's only one reality. So in order to change realities, you have to be willing to drop that universe, to step out of it. We've been trained that if you want to change something in your reality, you have to work really hard, or you have to overcome something, or that this is hard rock reality, and you have to overcome it, change it, physically alter it. And it's not about physical. Do you understand? If you get attached to your story, you're going to stay in universe number one. If you know that there are other stories, just like different movies on your TV, if you know that a different story is just as real, all you have to do is stop putting your attention and your faith and your belief in this old reality and this old parallel universe. So again, many of us are attached to our emotions. We can get addicted to our story. We can get addicted to feeling like victims or struggling or being poor. So to change realities, to change parallel universes, you have to stop telling that story. And we get a lot out of our stories. Do you understand? People feel sorry for us, or it's our identity and we're afraid to change our identity. So again, you don't have to work hard. You don't have to struggle to do it. You don't have to overcome something or convince anybody or change them. This is not about changing them. I did not change the guy in that reality, when I changed universes. I didn't change him. I aligned with a universe where he was different, where I was different, and therefore everything else around me was different. Now, again, we do this in our movies. Look, we've got Back to the Future, Frequency, Somewhere in Time, Yesterday. There's so many movies that we see parallel universes. It's not science fiction, it's science fact. So the way that you do it, Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. That's because what we think we know can limit us. And remember, they only thought there was one continent, and then we found out there were more continents. We only thought there was one planet, then they found out there were more planets. We thought there was only one solar system, and we found out there was more than one solar system. It's not hard to believe that there are other universes. And I'm not just talking about in space. I'm talking about frequencies, energies that we maybe are not tuned into, even though we experience it all the time with our TV shows and our radio stations. So the way to do it is to use your imagination, to experience yourself there, to feel it in your physical body, to feel it in your emotions. Imagine that you're already abundant. Imagine you're already wealthy. Imagine you're already in love. Imagine you're already healthy. What does that feel like physically, mentally, and emotionally? And if you can surround yourself with that and let go of the old story, you're going to see evidence start showing up. Now, the more your faith and your belief can really go here, the sooner you're going to experience that. Remember, it's not any harder than changing the channel on your TV or changing the channel on your radio. It's not any harder. It's just, but if, can you imagine if you were listening to a radio show and you went, but I'm on 99. I can't get to 107. I can't do that. Oh my gosh, 107 doesn't exist. It's not real. That's a fantasy. It's make-believe. It's science fiction. If you believe that, of course, you're never going to change your radio station. But if you know they're real, that's a piece of cake. We change it. So basically, that's how you can change your reality, by knowing and understanding, and it's physics, that parallel universes are a real thing. So that's one of the ways to change it. Now, once you get that, once you start expanding that we don't know everything, once you start expanding your consciousness, all kinds of things can change to you. People who have crossed over to the other side, you guys, they're just in a parallel universe. They're in another frequency. They still exist. And I know they exist because I talk to them. People who have had near-death experiences report that when they go over there, they see loved ones that had died years ago, and they're there. They're talking to them. They see them. They realize they were still alive. They were just in another frequency. So understanding consciousness, energy, understanding that we can shift things like that, it makes our lives easier. It makes it more fun. It makes it more exciting. I mean, just understanding that everything is energy, just understanding that alone, what they're saying is because it's all consciousness and energy, we shouldn't be aging. We shouldn't be getting sick. We shouldn't even be dying because it's all just energy. What is there in energy that could ever get sick or age or die? It's all just energy. So once you start expanding this awareness, you can start being more of a conscious creator. So talking to people on the other side, that's a natural ability. Mediums, I mean, it sounded so weird for years, you know, and people are like, oh, that's bad or it's evil. One of the things that can stop us from expanding our consciousness is a fear that either we're not enough or that we're bad or that it's not possible. So if somebody thought it wasn't possible to get on an airplane or drive a car, they wouldn't do it. We learned how to walk. I mean, my gosh, it's like there was nothing in our consciousness that told us that we couldn't walk. And why did we do that? We were nice and safe with four, you know, hands and legs on the ground, you know, knees. Like we had four things on the ground. We were nice and safe. That was easier. There was something inside of us that compelled us to stand up and walk. I mean, and now we're balancing on two little flippers down there, two little things that are not as stable. But something in us evolved us it propelled us to go to a new level of consciousness because we were going to have more freedom. We have way more freedom knowing how to walk than we did knowing how to crawl. There's something in our consciousness right now, and many of you are probably feeling it, knowing that there's more to life, knowing that possibly there's spirit guides in another realm. Of course there are. They could talk about angels or spirit guides, or lost ones that have crossed over, or our lineage, our ancestors. Of course, they still exist. So knowing that can give us more peace of mind that we don't die and then it's nothing. We can communicate with those so we don't mourn so much. Realizing that our consciousness has everything to do with creating the reality that we're experiencing. It brings more joy, more freedom, less victim consciousness. So what I'm going to do right now is, do you understand? I mean, seeing energy fields, seeing auras, being able to heal our own bodies. Oh my gosh, you guys, there's so much more to us than we've been taught. So what I'm going to do right now is help you go through an experience, a meditation, a process to show you how to expand your consciousness. And what we're going to do in this experience is go through parallel universes. I'm going to give you some techniques on how to do it. You may find your own technique. You may not need a membrane or whatever because there are no boundaries. There are no boundaries between one radio station broadcasting and another. It's just a frequency. There's no walls. There's no obstacles. It's just shifting frequencies. So I'm going to give you an experience right now to help you go through a parallel universe experience. And one of my gifts to you is going to be offering you a free meditation, guided meditation, so you can do this more often. So here's what we're going to do now is I want you to just close your eyes and relax and take a really deep breath. Just breathe and relax. Let go of everything I said. I wanted to get you knowing that these exist so I didn't just start doing the exercise and you didn't know what I was talking about. So keep your eyes closed. Take a deep breath. And starting from the top of your head, just relax your head and your face. Just let it all go right now. Just relax, soften, calm down, be gentle. Move that calming, gentle, relaxed energy down into your neck, into your shoulders, your arms, your chest. Just let everything soften and warm and relax right now. Take another deep breath and relax your solar plexus, your stomach, your hips, your thighs. Let this relaxing energy just move down now through your knees and your calves and your ankles and your feet, and just allow it to just flow through now, just down, relax all the way through your body. Now, up above, way up in the heavens, way up in the sky, you see a beam of white light, beautiful, warm, loving white light coming down now, and open up the top of your head, what we call the crown chakra, and just see this beautiful white light now coming down as a beam and entering in through the top of your crown chakra, your head, and starting to flow now through your entire body, this beautiful white light, just going down now through your head, your face, your neck, this beautiful, loving, relaxing, expansive white light coming down now through your shoulders, flowing down through your arms, and healing and touching and brightening every cell in your body right now. And that white light now flows almost like water, really warm, loving white light flowing down through your chest and your stomach and abdomen, and healing every cell in your body as it goes. This beautiful, warm, radiant, loving white light going down now through your hips and your legs, around your knees, down through your calves, in through your feet, and down through the bottom, right into the earth. So see this continuous white beam of light continuously streaming through, flowing down from the heavens, going all the way through your body, all the way through into the earth. And it's continuous, it continues. Now take a deep breath and feel this white light expanding to fill up your entire body now, and see it getting whiter and brighter and more loving and more powerful, just filling up your entire body. Now feel it flowing out from your body and expanding out to fill up this entire aura around you, your energy field that radiates out from you. This white light now expands out from your body. It continues to be in your body, but it expands and fills up your entire aura right now. And just feel that, sense it, experience it, visualize it if you can. Just and see this white light getting brighter and brighter and brighter and whiter and more expansive and larger. Now see it expanding out so that it fills the entire room. This white light just fills your body and everything around you, radiating out from you, expanding you. And take a deep breath. And as you exhale, see it expanding out all the way around the earth, just this beautiful white light. And now it expands even out into the sky, the heavens, the cosmos, radiating from you and turning it white light, brighter, brighter, stronger, more vibrant, whiter, more loving, more expansive, a joyful, loving energy that's expanding out. Now bring your awareness into your beingness, into your consciousness, into your body. And right now, imagine a beautiful meadow. The sun is shining, the meadow is green, there's little yellow flowers everywhere. It's a beautiful, warm, safe meadow. Off in the distance, you see a beautiful waterfall of light. Experience yourself traveling forward now and being right in front of that beautiful waterfall of light. And it starts changing colors like a rainbow. And it's glistening and warm and beautiful and soft. And take your hands now and part that rainbow of light and step through it into another universe, into another realm. And look around. Look at the experience that you have on the other side of this rainbow of light, and look and see the environment. See what it looks like. Notice the air. Feel what it feels like on your skin. Look around. Expand your awareness now so you can see off in the distance. And right now, see a dwelling off to the side. Look at this dwelling. Put your consciousness now, put yourself right in front of the opening of this dwelling. Take a look at it. What's it look like? What's it feel like? Move yourself through the opening of this dwelling now and inside this dwelling. Experience yourself looking at it. Look at the colors. Look at what items are in here. Is there any furniture? What's the light look like in here? Really experience this inside of this dwelling. Now notice if anyone is inside this dwelling. They come through another door and they show themselves in the dwelling. Take a look at this being now. Take a look at this person. Do you know this person? Are they a familiar soul? What era are you in? Where are you? Do you know what country or state or location you're in? Listen in here if you can tell what time era this is. What's the year? Look at this person now. Do you know this person from any other timelines? Is this a familiar soul or a new person? Notice how you feel with this person. See if they say anything to you right now. Notice if they have a message for you. Now again, look around the room in this dwelling. Notice what you see. Thank this person. Say goodbye. And slowly retreat out of this dwelling and back outside. Now go back out and notice the environment again. Take a look around. See if you see anything else in this environment. Now off in the distance, you see another waterfall of light. Experience yourself traveling to that waterfall of light and see yourself in front of it right now. Notice the warm, beautiful rainbow colors, or if there's any other color it becomes. Feel really safe with this amazing waterfall of light. Just feel it sparkling. It's warm. It's inviting. And now part this waterfall of light and step through and find yourself now in another environment. Notice the timeline. Where are you? What year is it? Take a look around and look at the environment. What does it look like? Look at everything. How does it feel to be in this environment? Walk forward a little bit. Go forward. Go further into this environment. Notice what you see. Just keep walking. What do you notice around you? What does it look like? Are there buildings? Is there nature? Can you smell anything? Can you sense it on your skin? Keep walking forward. Off in the distance, you see someone coming towards you. Let this person be in front of you right now. You're safe, but notice this person. Do you recognize this person? Is it someone that you know now? Is it someone you've known in other lifetimes? Is it a familiar soul? Notice how you feel about each other. What's your relationship? Have them say something to you right now. What is their message to you? What is the conversation? Now look over to the side and you see another person joining you. Another soul steps up. See who this person is. Do you recognize this soul? Have they taken different forms in other lifetimes? Have you been together before in other lifetimes? Notice how you feel about this person. How are you related? What is your relationship to this person? What's the look on their face? How do they feel? Now have them say something to you right now. What is the conversation? Do you have anything to say to these two people? Say that now. Now bow and a little goodbye to them and feel yourself backing away and go back through the waterfall. See that waterfall? Go back through where you were, back to that first environment you went. Now see the other waterfall? Go back to that waterfall. And part that and walk back into your current environment. With your eyes closed, look around your environment right now with your eyes closed, the one you started from. Notice if anything feels any different to you. Is it the same as when you left, or are there any changes at all? Does it feel any different at all? Do you feel any different at all? Take a very deep breath and relax and feel your body. Feel your hands, wiggle them a little bit. Feel your feet. Feel the energy back in your body. Feel your legs. Feel the strength and the health. Healthy legs, healthy feet, strong, vibrant. Everything is healthy. All that light, all that energy healed every cell in your body. Now feel your hips again and your stomach. And your chest, your arms and shoulders, and your neck, and your head and face. Feel the energy in your body right now, and every cell in your body is now healthy and strong and vital and youthful and fully alive. Your thoughts about your body matter. So you're sending it, you're aligning with it, that it is strong and healthy. Take another deep breath. Slowly open your eyes and adjust to the light in the room. Look around at all the objects in the room. Feel very relaxed and healthy and alive and positive and optimistic. And know that everything in your current world, you can shift, you can change. You're just in the current world where you've believed in the circumstances. You've believed that certain people were going to act a certain way. You believed that you are stuck or happy or healthy or struggling, or you believe that. And now you know that you can go into different universes in this timeline, in this timeline, in this day and age. You can go into different worlds, different parallel universes, and have completely different experiences. You can walk into a universe where you are vitally healthy and free and loving whatever work or projects you do, loving how much abundance and prosperity is there. Matter of fact, because your consciousness matters, we're going to do a quick little exercise right now because your thoughts matter. Right now, take a deep breath and look up at the sky and imagine and experience money just flowing down from the heavens right now. Big, huge amounts of money, paper money, flowing down in big piles, landing all around you. big piles of money lying on the ground, on any furniture, just big piles of money just coming from the ethers. You don't have to get it from anyone else. You don't have to work hard for it. You imagine this money floating down out of the ethers. It's coming from another realm, another universe, another parallel universe, coming into your universe right now, just in big piles, big piles. And anytime you want, you can do this anytime you want and watch how money comes from the ethers, from other frequencies, from other parallel universes. And it comes into your world, big piles. Okay, now take a deep breath and stop that flow for right now, but know that all this money is around you in any form and that you can do this anytime. And from now on, watch for money to show up for you. It's going to take form for you now. So watch for the magic, watch for things, places that it shows up. Okay, now these are just some of the experiences of experimenting with consciousness, with your thoughts, with your feelings, with your energy. These are just two examples of things you can do to change your world. And if you go back of, no, nothing's changed, it's the same, I don't see any change, you just pulled yourself right back into parallel universe number one. So experiment with this, play with this. So one of the gifts that I'm giving you, when you do these exercises, I've gifted you a free guided meditation that's longer than what we did. It's more in depth, and you can use it every day if you want. You use it before you go to sleep at night. Imagine yourself on this journey and watch how your life changes. I know this works because I do it all the time. I've been teaching this for years. People have amazing stories of how the love of their life showed up, or their partner changed, or their parent changed out of the blue. Their relationship became better. Money started showing up. They got the job that they wanted. They got to do the creative fields that they wanted to do. It's like magic. Things showed up. I have story after story after story of how people have used this and it's worked. Now, remember, this is not normal. This is not how people have taught us. This is something new, and you don't have to believe in it. This phrase I use is argue for your limitations and they're yours. You don't have to believe me, but experiment with it, play with it. If you want to stay stuck, you can stay stuck. If you want to expand your consciousness, because most of you that are listening right now have had a sense that there's something different. You've had a sense that you want to change your life. You've had a sense that maybe there's beings in other realms or spirit guides or loved ones around you. You've had feelings that someone who died is giving you messages, or you can feel their energy. So we're already starting to shift our consciousness. We're already starting to evolve our understanding about reality. And you can take your time with it. Go at your pace. Go where you feel safe. Take it in stages. Experiment with what you want. I've also got a course that I'm offering you at a major discount. I did, as a gift, I did a 2-day extensive workshop, and I taught people how to bend spoons and how to be psychic and how to go into other realms and how to heal their own bodies and how to tune into other people and how to talk to the other side and how to see past lives, future lives, other lives from other realms, how to create the life that they want in this lifetime. That's all in that seminar. It's all in that course. And what I've done is condensed it into, I think it might be 7 hours worth of videos with exercises and meditations and teaching you how to do this. And I talk about the principles of why this is true with quantum physics and the spiritual teachers. I've put that all into a course, and it's usually, I charge over $200-something for that course. And I'm offering it to you guys at a major discount because I want you to have these experiences. I want you to have this awareness. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to do it. This is my gift to you. This is my way of helping shift the consciousness. You know how they've said, if you always do what you've always done, you're always going to have what you have now. And Einstein even said, a problem cannot be solved by the same thinking or mindset that created the problem in the first place. So my goal is to help us expand our awareness of who we are, shift the consciousness, help us realize that we're not just little biological machines and victims here, that we're actually amazing beings that create our lives. We create our experiences with our thoughts, our beliefs, our imagination, our emotions. Those are our tools. That's how we create everything. So I'm doing my best to offer ways to help people experience this greater freedom. And every time I've done this, or the more expanded I get, the happier I get, the freer I feel, the more fun life becomes. It's not drudgery. It's not stuck. It's not a dungeon. It's not a prison. It's not victim. It becomes way more fun. It's freedom. It also makes me way more loving, way more compassionate. Life becomes, and I'm going to use this word, life becomes more magical. So I couldn't cover everything that I've covered in that workshop in this one short masterclass, but I can tell you it's real. You can go and check out quantum physics if you want to see the physics behind it. If you just want to have the experiences, I'm offering everything I can in that course to help you. If you just want to learn how to see auras, if you just want to learn how to talk to people on the other side, if you just want to learn how to use energy to heal people, it's all there. You get to pick and choose which ones you feel drawn to. I talk about the different, I have courses that teach you about the different aura colors. Your aura colors show what you chose to do on this planet. It shows your personality. It shows your life theme. It gives you tools on how you can be happy. Each one of the different aura colors has a different way of being happy, of being healthy. They're all different. That what works for one does not work for another one of the aura color personalities. So I've offered that to you for you too. Again, my goal is to see you happy and fulfilled and free. And I really want our lives to be better and doing it the old way. I mean, it's not about struggling and fighting against each other, because first this group has power and then this group has power and then this group has power and then this group has power. Fighting and arguing and trying to overcome and master something against each other, that hasn't worked for centuries. It's the same dynamics. We can't solve it from this this lateral trying to solve things. We've got to go to a higher level of understanding, a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of understanding who we are and the nature of reality. So that's what I'm offering here. That's what I want to be playful with you guys with, so that it's fun and it's easy. And there you go. That's my masterclass for today. There's way more on my website. You can go to auracolors.com, A-U-R-A, colors, the American version, C-O-L-O-R-S. So it's A-U-R-A-C-O-L-O-R-S, auracolors.com. There's a free aura color quiz there. You can take the free quiz and find out what your two main aura colors are, because those are the colors that don't change. The outer bands change depending on what's going on with you. But I talk about your life colors, which are the two main colors next to your body. You can take the free quiz. There's free videos. There's courses. I have books. Anything I can do to help you be happy and in love and prosperous and healthy and free. That's what I'm offering you. So thank you so much. Again, my name is Pam Oslie, O-S-L-I-E. I have lots of videos on YouTube you can go watch. I just want you happier. I want us to play. We weren't meant to. We didn't come here to suffer. I don't care what the old religious traditions teach us. We're not being punished. We did not come here to suffer. We came here to have experiences, to play. It's the same reason you go to the movies, to have experiences, to feel something, to smell roses, to be on merry-go-rounds, to go for walks, to taste food, to fall in love, to have all the range of emotions. We wanted to have the adventure, and we've turned it into a nightmare. So you don't have to do that anymore. We're waking up. We just need to wake up. And so we can be conscious creators, so we can have more fun here. So that's my goal. That's my dream. That's my dream for you. That's my offering. I hope you have fun, and thanks for listening. And, you know, go back and listen to this if you want, or go play any way you want. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And I do private sessions too. If you really want that, you can have a private session. We can look at your life. I'll do everything I can to help you be happy. Okay. So thank you for everything. And maybe we'll talk to you again. Okay. Bye.